In recognition of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I sat down with Gwen Kircher to reflect on the challenges of being one of the few Black Americans in a predominantly white state. Kircher's story begins in 1990, when Nobel laureate Archbishop Desmond Tutu traveled from South Africa to Helena for a concert put on by the Montana Logging and Ballet Company. It was his only stop in America that year. That's why New York Times reporter Dirk Johnson wrote about the event. And that's where he met Kircher.
He kept asking, "What are you doing here? What are you doing here?" And I kept saying, "I live here." And he says, "But what are you doing here?" And then it took me a moment to realize he was asking why a Black woman was here.
But he didn't know how to ask that.
No, not without saying, "Why are you a Black woman here?"
There weren't many Black folks present for Mr. Tutu's appearance. At the time, Kircher was one of about 2,000 Black folks living in Montana out of a total population of around 800,000. She gave Johnson her business card, laughed off the encounter, and forgot about it until about a year later.
My secretary called, and she was just all excited. Someone from the Times called. I went, "Which Times?" Because, you know, I'm thinking Time Magazine. But New York Times is even better.
Johnson flew back to the Big Sky State to interview Kircher. The conversation resulted in an article about a Kentucky-raised woman's first day in Montana. The year is 1977, and it goes like this.
Not long after Gwen Kircher, a Black woman, moved to a small town in Montana, she stopped in a rural bar. The white people all seemed to be looking at her. Some customers huddled and whispered.
"Who's that woman?
Is she from around here?
What is she doing here?"
The bartender picked up the telephone and she became nervous. A few moments later, the doors of the bar swung open and a Black man walked into the place. It turns out, there was this Black bachelor living out in the country, Miss Kircher said with a giggle.
And when I came in, the people got so excited that they hurried to the telephone, called him and said, "Quick, get down here. There's a Black woman in town."
Bear with me now. We're traveling through time again, 40 years forward. We're back in the present, in 2017. I asked Kircher to tell me what life's like for her today. As a Black Montanan,
I'm going to tell you that my patience has gotten a lot shorter than it was when I was younger. And it reminded me of my grandmother. And I can remember as she got older, she was more angry about the fact that she wasn't equal yet. That even though we had these laws, it still wasn't real for her. And her patience was extremely short. And I was young and I couldn't understand why she was so upset. But I didn't understand how little progress had gone on in her life for her to be equal. Well, now here I am, and I'm probably at the age she was then, and I can understand now why her patience was short, because mine is. In my lifetime, we're still, in some ways, we're worse than we were in the 60s, and that is not a good thing to say about this country. We should be moving forward, and we're not. We're not moving forward. We're moving backwards, and I think a lot of it is people putting their heads in the sand and not paying attention, because it doesn't necessarily affect me. If it's not in my neighborhood, it's not my problem, kind of thing. And everybody is just like getting into their own little worlds. Maybe it has to do with the digital age and that everybody's looking at their phones and not actually communicating with people. So they feel they can say and do anything because they're just doing it on this machine and they're not actually speaking it directly to a real person. So rather than having these assumptions or these beliefs that maybe you've grown up with because of your family or your neighborhood or just watching TV or the movies or whatever, get over that and find out who these people are. Don't just take for granted that they are less than you, that they're not worthy, that they're somehow taking something away from you. It seems to me that the fear that whites have is that somehow a person of color is going to come and take something that they already have. It's like we're taking something away from the more privileged Americans to make us be privileged as well. But that's not the case at all. We are all just human beings. We are all children of God, and we are all the same. And we all need to look at each other that way. There's bigotry all the way around. All colors, all people are bigots. But we need to look at each other and stop being racist. Look at yourself. Examine your own self. I don't have to look at you and figure out if you're a bigot. I can just listen to what you say. You should know if you're a bigot by what you say. Remember what Martin Luther King said. Judge me by my character. Judge me by who I am. Take a good look at yourself. Examine yourself and then Change if you need to.
Gwen Kircher is a chairperson for the local chapter of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, serves on the Billings Human Relations Commission, and she's the former president, now board member, of the Billings Boys and Girls Club. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.